Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Cyrus.
Hey, Cyrus, you'll hear he's got a lot to say. Just try to time your questioning so you can have him wrapped by 17 after, okay? Or 18 after.
Got it. Okay,
all right, here it comes.
All right.
John, you're on with Cyrus Webb.
Hello, Cyrus.
Hello, John. Great to speak with you again. Thanks for the time.
It's my pleasure. I go through Jackson all the time.
Look, we appreciate you. We're going to go ahead and start
taping. On my way to Nashville.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. For a radio audience tuning in at WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com, we're glad that you all can be with us. Also, tuning in through iHeartRadio and Amazon Music, we're glad you all could be with us as well. We're excited to welcome back John Snyder to our broadcast today. You guys know him as a legendary actor, also singer, and author. We've had a chance to talk to him about all of that on this program over the years. Of course, many people know him as Bo Duke from the Dukes of Hazzard. We've talked a lot with him about the scandalous Jim Cryer on the Haves and Have Nots. The last time he was on the broadcast with us was 2 years ago. We were talking about the end of the Haves and Have Nots. Now he's out with a new book and album that I think you guys are going to really appreciate. The album is We're Still Us, and the book is called In the Driver's Seat. We're going to talk to John not only about what it's been like for him to share his professional life with us, but also a bit of his personal life as well. John, thank you again for the time. Really do appreciate it.
Hey, you're welcome. You're welcome. It's been the hardest and, I think, oddly enough, most productive year of my life. With the book, with the movie, with the album, and there's actually one thing that I just got approval to talk about, which I have a moonshine. I have a moonshine called Revenuer's Reserve. But
wow.
We'll talk about that some other time. Yeah, it's been a wild ride. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. John, you posted just on Facebook today something that I think leads perfectly into the album and the book. You say this: I know early on I said that this is a very crowded road that we have to walk alone, but I think I'm going to amend that statement. This is a very crowded road that we can't walk alone. We must depend upon the kindness and understanding of other people who are on it. And it seems like that's what you're feeling now with this album and this book. What has it been like for you to see the connection your audience has had with you?
Oh, it's been remarkable. Every morning I write a letter to heaven, and the responses that I'm getting from folks who are, as we say, on the road, and folks, I don't know if you know what that means. What that means is if you have lost a spouse, you are on a very particular road. Early on in my grief, I was of the opinion that this was a crowded road and had to walk alone. You know, there are other people on it, but you really can't get comfort. And that may be true in the beginning stages of grief. But I'm coming up on 10 months here, and I'm realizing that at this stage of my walk in grief, and I get biblical on you, I used to think that, yea, that I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I used to think that that was about someone who was like the patient, the person diagnosed who was trying not to lose a battle with cancer or lose a battle with some malady. But now I'm of the mind that that is really talking about us, who are the ones who are still here. That we are. John Schneider is walking through the valley of the shadow of death, and it's me that needs strength in order to get through it, and that's something I cannot get alone.
Yeah.
I gain strength from other people who have been on that road a little longer or maybe much longer. You know, I have people on my Facebook post that have been walking the road for 10 and 20 years.
Right.
I find their perspective very helpful. Also, I have friends who've been on the road less time than me, and I am available for them.
Right.
Because I say, I said a couple of months ago, there's nothing more healing than someone else's tears on your cheek.
Mm.
So, you know, grief is a ravenous animal. And we can only battle it, or you don't really battle grief, you learn to live with it. We can only do that as we gain knowledge through other people's perspective. So
yeah.
that's what that's about. That's and really, oddly enough, the book that Alicia was writing that I finished in the driver's seat is about that as well. Her perceiving in the driver's seat of your own diagnosis.
Right.
Mine is being in the driver's seat of your own grief. And how, I mean, that's got to be God. Ooh, there's a song right there. It's got to be God.
Right.
I'm going to write that.
Love that. Love that.
It's got to be God, because I'm not that smart. I just am not.
Well, John, it goes to another point because, again, as I mentioned, you've garnered an audience around the world, have known you because of roles that you've played, but it seems like this personal connection with the man, with John Schneider, the man, is something that people can definitely be able to relate to as well. The subtitle of the book, In the Driver's Seat, Love, Loss, and Living with No Regrets. Does it make the no regrets part even more important for you now?
Well, yeah, because if someone you love has been diagnosed with cancer, they've been given however long, and you just allow yourself to do everything you're told and put your health completely in someone else's hands, I guarantee you when you get down toward the wire where you're realizing, you know, we may not win this battle. If you just did as you were told and you have a list of things that you wish you had done, you're going to beat yourself up for the rest of your life. And you will regret, that's where the living life with no regrets, you will regret having not done so many things. And we address that in the album. There's a song called What If I? You know, what if I did this? What if I did that? What if we did this? What if they did? You know, that's one of the stages of grief, is just beating yourself up about things you did and things you didn't do. And it's vitally important to your mental health later to try to eliminate as many of those as you can. There'll always be some. Living life with no regrets means that, I mean, everything Alicia and I did that put her cancer in remission for 3 years, we did together. Everything that Alicia and I didn't do that people recommended we do, we made that decision together too. So I have no regrets about anything that Alicia and I did or didn't do regarding her cancer. And if I did, I don't know that I'd be here. I really don't know, because it's a terrible thing. Grief is not sorrow on crack. Grief is its own ravenous animal. And there is no right way to do it. There is no wrong way to do it. There is no instruction manual on how to handle grief, because it's an individual process. But we can lean on the knowledge and strength and tears of other people, and we must allow other people to lean on us. We are truly in this together.
Yeah.
And we need each other now more than ever. I mean, I am more available to people and more aware that I need them. So the book, In the Driver's Seat, the album, We're Still Us, and even, you know, this is all so serious, but there's a very fun, you know, I believe God gave me three words about 2 months ago. He said, live, laugh, love. So laughter is a big part of it. And I did a movie this year called Jingle Smells, which it just makes me laugh even saying the title. And all of these things are available at johnschneiderstudios.com. Alicia and I built a totally independent studio and distribution arm, so we're not part of any big company anywhere. We don't believe in the middleman, and I still don't. So I'd appreciate it, folks, if you'd go check out the stuff at johnschneiderstudios.com. And if you want to watch, you can watch Jingle Smells today on Rumble. So Jingle All Smells right. is streaming on Rumble. So it's it's been a very productive year, and I think being so busy this year has really kind of saved me.
Exactly. Well, I know you have definitely helped others through their own journey as well, John. Again, everyone, John Schneider has been our guest. JohnSchneiderStudios.com is that website. We're going to link that up for you guys on the radio side as well. But, John, thank you again for stopping by. I really do appreciate it.
You're welcome, and I appreciate your thoughtful questions. I really do. This is it's a rough time, but folks like you helped me get through it.
I appreciate that, John. We appreciate it. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. As always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Now let's go make today amazing. Take care.